Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. This Saturday marks the first of two weekends for the Monroe Symphony League's Book Fair. The occasion allows visitors to add to their own personal collection with books that cover a large array of topics and interest. Symphony League members Jorinda Stone and Scott Ligon join me in studio for a preview. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Good to be here. Thank you very much, Brian.
Jorinda, I'm sure final touches are being made on the fair's inventory. Tell us a little bit about some of the featured sections we can expect to see coming up this weekend.
We're very excited about the overabundance of books and good books and magazines that we have. For those who have not been, it's two buildings on 4th Street, and we would love for you to come see. On the first day, they actually line up around the building to get in. So it's a wonderful experience, and these are our experienced buyers who know to get the best choices. They come the first day. Even though there's a $2 fee on the first day, they love it, they pay it, and they get good choices.
Which kind of leads to my next question, Jorinda, and that is, what advice do you give to those who would be new to the fair? Say they're just coming there for the first time, of course, want to get there on that first day. Biggest selection.
That's right, a great selection. And what we usually ask is, what are your hobbies? What do you read? It is not a garage sale with boxes that you dig through. It is divided into suspense. It is divided into nonfiction. It's divided into hobbies. We have a wonderful goodie section, which are books that are less than 5 years old. And we have recently marked all those books down, so you can get a current bestseller for $5 or less. You also have wonderful picture books in that area, and the new that have just been donated are all the great cities of the United States and their pictorial tours of those cities. So it's a great buy.
And I guess visitors are really warming up to the restructuring, the remodeling that went on not too long ago with having different sections.
Right. I think we increased our paperback section. We have a wonderful, much enlarged romantic section, and they have both hardback and paperback. If you want to get a box, which we provide, you can fill up with paperbacks, and for $10, you can have a whole milk carton full of books. It's a wonderful experience.
I look at Scott, and he says, oh, another box.
Oh, yes. We get plenty of boxes, especially yesterday, because it gets on people's mind. Hey, I've got to get down there early Saturday morning.
Right. Some of the things, Scott, we've talked about in the past, and military fiction, things of that, cookbooks, something that, something for everyone.
We have a full section of cookbooks. We've been very gracious. People have been very gracious in giving cookbook collections, entire collections. Another new feature that we're going to try this year is we have comic books. And we have selections of comic books that many of them are in mint condition in a plastic sleeve. And so that would be something for collectors to buy. Spider-Man, Batman, you name it. We have it.
From the classics to some of the more contemporary storylines we can follow.
Thinking of comic books, is we have a beautiful children's section. The ladies work very hard on that, and it is filled with everything from board books for the very youngest to the beginning reader to chapter books to Mottisette Award books to fantasy and science fiction for the adolescent. So you can give your child a budget, like $5, and they can have a ball from 10-cent color books on up.
Yeah, and there again, the book fair, more than just books, other offerings. And I know we were just talking about periodicals a moment ago that are also available.
That's correct. We have an annex, which is our warehouse, and part of that annex is devoted to magazines, a tremendous number of high-quality magazines. You can get Martha Stewart, or you can get Simple or Travel, all for 25 cents. In that room, in addition, there are textbooks, reference books. Homeschoolers love that area, and they come and they find all sorts of things.
Scott, I'm sure working at the book fair, you have a chance to catch up with people you see on a regular basis, some regular, some new folks, but really the conversation that extends past the event itself.
Well, we find people love a book in their hands. Despite the popularity of Kindle, they want a book. We have a great selection of music, CDs, you name it, and even sheet music. So yeah. you can get a little bit of everything. In fact, we have one table just listed carport sale because we never know what we're going to get in the warehouse, and people bring these things in. Hey, this is a great buy. Right.
And we want to thank all those donators. The donors are the ones that make this possible.
Yeah, Scott, any guidelines as far as someone who would like to donate? I mean, obviously the inventory is there right now, but it's a constant process.
We're open every Wednesday from about 8:30, 9 o'clock until 1 p.m. We do close during the month of December to give us a little rest so we can recover. But every Wednesday we're open and we're happy to accept your books. We will carry them in. Sometimes it takes two or three of us to get a box out of somebody's trunk, but we'll take it. We'll sort them into paperbacks, hardbacks, music, everything is there for your perusal.
Well, Jorinda, it gets underway beginning this Saturday. We mentioned the extra fee for that first day, but again, the dates and the times of the book fair coming up.
Okay, the book fair is this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and the next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The hours on Friday and Saturday are 9 to 5, and on Sunday, 1 to 5.
If someone would like to find out more information, how could they do so?
They can call at 410-1002, but I really want you just to come on 4th Street between Louisville and the railroad and visit us.
Monroe Symphony League Book Fair getting underway this weekend. Jorinda Stone, Scott Ligon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.